It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Philippians, we are teaching a series on Introduction to Prayer. This particular series will cover the basic types of prayer, the basic purposes of prayer. Also, we will teach model prayers, dispensational prayers, the five answers to prayer, how to pray, and some results of a dormant or stagnant prayer life. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 says, be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The Lord is teaching through the scriptures that He wants us to have a fruitful, a bountiful, and an effective prayer life. The objective of this teaching is to learn the importance of prayer, how to grasp the importance of prayer, how to heighten our awareness of the importance of prayer, the types of prayer or the distinctions of the basic types of prayer, and the basic concepts or ideas and motives of a healthy prayer life. The consequences of omitted prayer, what happens to us, our lack of power, lack of direction, and trusting in ourselves if we do not have an effective prayer life, and finally, how to facilitate a fruitful prayer life, which includes answers to prayer and bilateral communication between us and the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Every Christian needs to understand the dynamics and the criticality of prayer, the proper position and attitudes and mechanics of prayer. Prayer, simply stated, is communication with the Lord that brings to the forefront in our Christian relationships such characteristics as intimacy, clarity, and purpose. Without a victorious prayer life, the Christian will become impotent, ineffective, and eventually enter into a path of both spiritual and natural retrogression, which means that we will stagnate and then backslide. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 3, Point 2F. Another basic purpose of prayer is to maintain a prayer warrior ministry. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 36 through 37 teach, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Here we have Anna, which is a widow. She was 84 years old, and her duty was to be a prayer warrior in the temple of God. This is authorized by 1 Timothy 5:5, which says, "Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day." She was allowed to live in the temple on the church rolls because she had no visible means of support from family nor any kin, and she was a faithful widow trusting in God and given the responsibility to be a prayer warrior. She prayed with fastings day and night. Oh, the miracle of those behind the scenes, behind those that we see out in the forefront, who are in the midnight hour praying for us and praying for others. The unsung heroes of the church that pray night and day, that fast and pray and weep for those to be saved, for those to be healed, for eyes to be opened, for the poor to be fed and clothed, for the orphan and the widow to be taken care of by the Lord. This is the prayer warrior ministry that often goes unseen and unapplauded because it is in the backdrop of the ministry and others are in the forefront. Comfort is given for those who do this kind of ministry where God recognizes the labor of love and teaches that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Those that are often in the background doing the will of God will receive the greatest rewards. Point number 2G. Another basic purpose of prayer is examples of unity. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 46. Acts chapter 4, verse 24. And other examples teach that there is power in unity of prayer. Scriptures teach throughout the book of Acts that individuals were on one accord in one place with one mind praying unto the Lord. Churches nowadays need to incorporate nights of prayer where the church comes together and prays together. And if geographically challenged to come together and pray together, then individuals should be given subjects and times to pray about, particularly that unity may take place in order to combine our strength in prayer, to combine our power in prayer, and to bring unity into the church. This particular principle is found in Genesis chapter 11, where individuals were told to scatter the earth and spread the glory of God. Instead, they gathered in one place, decided to build a tower unto the heavens, and scriptures teach that God had to go down and confound their language because they were all on one accord and nothing would be restrained from what they can do. That principle of unity was executed against God's will, and there was power in that unity. The same principle can be exercised for God's will with power and unity in prayer. Point number 2H. Another basic purpose of prayer is to pray for healings. James chapter 5, verse 15 through 16 states, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This principle of Scripture is teaching that when we come together in prayer, we confess our sins, receive forgiveness, and pray for one another that healing may take place. Healing of our body physically, healing of our mind, healing of our wounded spirit. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 teaches that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We can access healing as part of our prayer ministry together. Point 2I, prayer and fasting. Scripture teaches in Mark chapter 9 that the disciples could not cast out certain demons, and Jesus Christ taught that those particular demons could not be casted out unless there was prayer and fasting. This principle teaches that as we have our prayer time and prayer ministry, we must incorporate times of fasting to further consecrate ourselves and allow the flesh to become subject to the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may go forth and wage spiritual warfare against the kingdom of darkness that requires more intense prayer, more sanctification and consecration to go forth against the kingdom of darkness. Scripture teaches that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These, according to Ephesians chapter 6, are the generals, colonels, lieutenants, sergeants, and privates of Satan's demonic hierarchy. And as such, these particular demons have rank, these particular demons have a certain power, and through prayer and fasting, there's a consecration that takes place where the flesh is decreased and the Holy Spirit is increased within us to wage spiritual warfare on a higher plane. Certain demons, according to Scripture, will not come subject in spiritual warfare unless we have incorporated prayer and fasting into our repertoire. There are levels of warfare that require further consecration and further use of the Holy Spirit. Point 2J. Another basic purpose of prayer is to pray for laborers. Matthew chapter 9, verse 38 says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers in his vineyard." There are many individuals that are on the sidelines of Christianity, watching others do all the heavy lifting. There is an abundance of harvest opportunities where individuals are not hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor seeing a faithful Christian in their life to model the gospel of Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches in John chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus says, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Laborers are needed in the vineyard because the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. There are many opportunities to lead individuals to Christ and to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 teaches that there is one body but many members. Everyone can play a part in the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to help save souls for the kingdom of God. There is an abundance of work to be done for the Lord Jesus Christ. We can clothe the naked and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can feed the hungry and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can visit the sick and shut in and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can visit hospitals and burn centers, shelters, and those that are in assisted living facilities and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can help further the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the world. There is much work to be done. The harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. Point 2K. Another basic purpose of prayer is avoiding temptation. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, Jesus says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." This was teaching Peter that he should stay awake during the time of Jesus Christ praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is also teaching many of us that we have to be vigilant, that we have to stay awake. Avoiding temptation and staying vigilant. This teaching helps us as parents watch over our families to ensure that the enemy is not attacking our children, attacking our finances, attacking with assignments to destroy our family or to destroy our local church or to attack our local church. We are charged not only to stay prayerful, but we are charged to stay vigilant. Scripture teaches in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Scripture teaches in the book of Ephesians that part of the armor of God, in verse 18 of chapter 6 in the book of Ephesians, "Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Our eyes must be open to the wiles of the enemy, that we may pray particularly and specifically in our prayer closet and not be surprised by the enemy's attacks. This vigilance, our eyes being open to the wiles and schemes of the enemy, will help us through the Holy Spirit pray accurately as we recognize these attacks by the enemy by staying vigilant, by having our spiritual eyes open to what the enemy is doing in our lives and our circle of influence. This will also help us to avoid temptation, as we will not be surprised by these particular attacks by the enemy, but our eyes will be open and we will recognize the enemy for who he is. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 3. and on today, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.